The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
Hello, I'm Simon Topping. My play, Rock Me Amadeus, is a play about identity. It's also a play about young people. And as you might expect in a play about identity and young people, appearances are very important. Which, paradoxically perhaps, makes the play perfectly suited to radio, where the listener's imagination isn't restricted by the images that they'd be presented with if this were on TV or on a stage. I also wanted the play to have a narrator, and there's an intimacy between the narrator of a radio play and the listener that's difficult to recreate in any other medium. A sense that you get, as a listener, of being taken into the narrator's confidence. There are some great snippets of music in this play. They'd have gone on for longer if I'd had my way, but the producer said no. And there's dancing in the play, obviously. So you can join in at home. Dance while you're listening. Rock Me Amadeus by Simon Topping.
Friday, 5th of April, 2002. I was late.
Really not sure about this dress.
Right off to!
Won't be long.
Okay. Here goes. It was very dark in the shed. Couldn't see him at first.
Gemma? Bist es du? Kannst du mich losmachen? Charlie?
Nein. Es ist Lotti.
Lotti?
Ja.
Ich kenne keine Lotti.
Ich bin die Cousine von Charlie und Lilly.
Die Cousine?
Ja. Charlotte. Lotti, Charlie sagt dir über mich.
Ah, Lotti.
Ja.
Bitte, kannst du mich losmachen?
Pardon?
Can you untie me, please?
Oh, yes, of course.
She left me here.
Who did?
Lily's friend.
Gemma?
Yes.
Why did she do that?
She said it was a game.
She did. Well, hold on a sec. There should be a torch around her somewhere. Here it is. That's better. Oh, sorry.
You look like your cousin.
Lily?
Yes.
Oh, people are always saying that.
So, Lotti?
Yes.
Das ist aber kein englischer Name.
It's a long story.
Woher wusstest du, dass ich hier bin?
Pardon?
Of course, I knew exactly what he was asking.
How did you know I was here?
Yes. That was going to take some explaining.
Lily? Charlie? I've got some news.
6 weeks earlier, Mum had made an announcement.
Dad's run off with a Rhyme Maiden.
Don't be silly, Lily.
Yeah, silly Lily. That's not news.
Yeah. That's enough. Now listen. You're going to have a visitor this Easter.
Who's going to have a visitor?
You are.
Me?
Well, both of you.
Mum, what are you talking about?
His name is Tim. And he's a student from Germany. He's in the same year as you, and he's going to stay with us for a couple of weeks while he studies at the language school in town. What do you think?
Great. That's all I need.
You could have asked us first.
I thought you...
You thought what?
I thought it would help you with your German. Or with your GCSEs coming up.
Help you with your German, you mean?
We don't even like German.
We don't all want to bonk Boris Becker, Mum.
That's enough, Lily.
We've got loads of work to do.
Haven't got time to be chaperoning some weirdo foreign student around town.
He's certainly not a weirdo. In fact, he's a very polite young man. He's written ever such a nice letter to say how much he's looking forward to coming.
Well, you'll just have to write him ever such a nice letter back and tell him it's off.
Don't be like that, Lily. Listen. Dear Mrs. Ashley, I am looking so much forward to coming to your house. It will make my English grammar much better, I think, to communicate with you every day. And also, perhaps I can explain the German rules to Lily and Charlie. How sweet! He's even sent a photo.
Is that him? Let's see. Oh. Perhaps I do need the German rules explained to me after all.
If I was over.
Quite the young film star, isn't he?
And for once, Mum was right.
Do you think?
I suppose. Well, he's
Charlie?
Oh, what?
Weren't you listening? Lily was just saying that she probably does need a bit of help, now that the exams are just round the corner. We agreed then?
Yeah, she definitely needs help.
Ha ha.
I mean about Tim. Are we all happy then? Both of you? I think it's very exciting.
So it was agreed. 6 weeks later, Tim will be coming to stay. But before we go on, I want to clear up one thing in case you got the wrong impression a moment ago. I wasn't gay. Do you understand? It's just that... Well, how else to put this? I was a girl. It was complicated. I blame the parents. It's 1985, the Wimbledon final.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yes!
Mum loved all things German. Especially German tennis players.
Oh, Boris! Yes!
And match to Mr. Becker.
Oh, Boris!
I was conceived that night.
Oh, Boris! Yes!
Boris? Did you just call me Boris?
No! Of course not.
I could have sworn.
Don't be silly. It's just the sound I make.
A funny sound.
Oh, listen. Boris. Oris. Aris. Aris. Ah, yes.
Oh, right.
See?
Yeah, right, yeah. Sorry.
It's all right. Easy mistake to make.
I owe my existence to Boris Becker.
Aris!
So it's inevitable, really. That I turn out at least a little bit unusual.
Boris! Boris!
And I certainly was. Yes. Right from the start.
Nurse, could you turn that music down, please? Nearly there. Nearly there. Here we are. Yes. Yes, it's a little girl.
I told you it was complicated. That was my sister, Lily, my twin sister. And yes, it should have been me. I was meant to be the girl.
Nearly done. One down, one to go.
But there was a mix-up in the womb. I don't understand biology, but things definitely got mixed up. And she took the body that was meant for me.
Last push, nearly there.
And I came out as...
A boy. One of each.
A very confused boy. Okay, so the confusion came later. At six, everything made sense. To me.
Stop being silly, Charlie.
But what I couldn't understand...
Take your sister's dress off this minute! You're not going to the party dressed like that.
Was why no one else could see that it all made sense.
I won't tell you again.
I was obviously a girl. You might think Mum would eventually have put two and two together. But no, bless her. A few years later, I tried the direct approach.
Mum?
Yes, Charlie?
Can I tell you something?
Of course, Charlie, you can tell me anything.
God made a mistake.
What?
God made a mistake. I'm a girl.
Now, Charlie, what have I told you?
He did. He did. He made a mistake, and I look like a boy, but really, I'm a girl.
Charlie, what have I told you about God?
He doesn't exist.
Exactly. God doesn't exist. So how could he have made a mistake?
It was like trying to argue with the auntie Mrs. Winterson.
But, Mum, you're missing the point.
I am?
Of course you are.
So what is your point?
I look like a boy, but I'm not. On the inside, I'm a girl. I know I am. It's the outside that's wrong.
Oh, Charlie. We all get a bit mixed up when we're young. Look, your dad and me will love you, whoever you are. But I think you'll find that in a year's time, you'll be looking back to now and wondering what on earth you were talking about.
I won't, Mum, I won't. I've always felt like this.
Come here. Give me a hug.
Which was all very reassuring. But not really what I wanted to hear. It would take blood to be spilt before Mum took me seriously.
Hi, Mum.
Charlie, what happened to your face?
Nothing.
Come here. What do you mean, nothing? There's blood everywhere.
It's nothing, Mum.
What happened to you? I thought you were at Jack's.
I was.
Well?
It was an accident.
An accident? What sort of accident?
Just an accident.
Did Jack do that to you? Did he hit you?
Nope.
Here. Let's clean you up.
Ow, 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 ow.
You'll live. Looks worse than it is. You had a fight, didn't you? That's why you're upset.
No, we weren't fighting and I'm not upset.
You think I can't tell when my son's been crying? Here. Take a look in the mirror. The blood and the tears make a lovely mixture, don't you think? Quite a striking effect, actually. Rather attractive.
Shut up.
Well?
Well, what?
Are you going to tell me what happened?
I told Jack I was a girl.
Oh, Charlie. What did you do that for?
Because I am.
And that was it? You told him you were a girl?
Yes.
So he hit you?
Yes. No. That's not what happened.
As soon as I finish patching you up, I'm going straight round there to give him what for. You can't just hit someone for telling you they're a girl, whether they are or not.
Mum, please, don't do that.
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't.
It's not that simple.
Seems pretty simple to me.
Mm.
Here, what's this?
What's what?
On the cotton wool. It's come off your lips.
There's nothing on my lips.
It doesn't look like nothing to me. It looks like lipstick to me. Inexpertly and incompletely removed. One of mine. Midnight mauve.
Dusky rose.
It's really not your colour. Charlie, what were you thinking? It wasn't just a case of telling Jack you were a girl, was it?
No.
Oh, Charlie, Charlie, Charlie. You're serious about this, aren't you? About being a girl, I mean.
I've only told you a million times.
All right, all right. There's no need to exaggerate.
Okay, so I guess putting on lipstick and trying to snog my best friend wasn't the smartest move I'd ever made. Poor Jack. All he wanted was a game of Monopoly. No wonder he freaked out. Cost me a black eye and a bloody nose. But at least Mum finally got the message. And I learnt a lesson too. It was one that I hadn't forgotten when the doorbell rang 12 months later.
Is anyone going to get that?
It's Lily's turn.
I've just got out of the shower.
All right, all right.
Guten Tag, my name is Tim.
Oh.
I have the house of Mrs. Ashley, yeah?
Ich bin...
Obviously, I'd seen his photo, but this was real life. And it was worse than I'd expected. Much, much worse.
Hello? Are you okay? Yes?
Oh. Yeah, sorry.
Nummer 22, yeah?
You see...
Yes, that's right.
My life was complicated enough already.
My name is Tim.
Yes, I'm Charlie. How'd you do?
Very well, thank you.
But it was about to get a whole lot more complicated than it had been before.
Mum?
Yes?
Tim's here.
Tim?
From Germany.
Oh, Tim from Germany, of course. Hold on.
Mum, this is Tim.
Haven't you invited him in yet? Tim, welcome. Come in.
Guten Tag.
Oh. Du hattest eine gute Rose.
Ausgezeichnet. Danke, Frau Ashley.
Ich hoffe, dass...
Mum.
I hope you enjoy your stay with us, Tim.
Thank you. Yes, I will.
Oh, here's Lily. Tim, this is Lily. Lily, this is Tim.
Oh, hello.
No way. That was not going to happen. I loved my sister dearly, but things could get competitive. And this looked like it might be a competitive situation.
Charlie, would you like to take Tim's bags upstairs and show him his room? Then we can all sit down and have a nice cup of tea.
Yeah. Sure.
It's okay. I'll take them.
Let go.
Lily, let Charlie take them.
Yes, Lily, let me take them.
Creep.
He soon settled in.
Thank you. Here you go. We've got a proper English breakfast for you, Tim.
Dad's favourite.
I'll do one for your father at the weekend when he doesn't have to rush off to work.
What's with the cheese?
A proper English breakfast. Mm. And just a bit of cheese to make Tim feel at home.
And the ham?
A proper English breakfast with a bit of cheese and a bit of ham.
To make Tim feel at home.
Don't be like that, Lily.
Like what?
You know like what.
It was a typical English breakfast. Though perhaps not in the way that Mum had intended.
Cheese, Tim? Oder ein bisschen Bratwurst, Felix?
Lily.
What?
It was just Lily's idea of playing hard to get.
Now, Tim, what would you like?
Just the Rice Krispies, please, and a banana.
You Germans and your bananas.
No, me neither. And I didn't ask.
So, Tim, what does your father do?
He's a lawyer.
Oh. Ah, ein Rechtsanwalt.
Very good, Mum.
And, Tim, would you like to be a lawyer like your father?
A lawyer, yeah, but not like my father. He's just... How do you say? A lawyer of a small town? Mm. I want to be...
Yes?
A lawyer at the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg.
I was impressed. Call me shallow, but a human rights lawyer who looks like a film star...
That's an excellent idea, Tim. I wish these two had such lofty ambitions.
Whereabouts in Germany are you from?
I'm from Bamberg.
Bamberg? That sounds familiar.
It is near Bayreuth, which is quite famous in the world, I think.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Of course. Bayreuth is where we went on honeymoon. I think we drove through Bamberg on the way back.
Ah, yes. The honeymoon.
Do 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 do
Oh, isn't this lovely?
Yeah, do you mind if I change the music?
But what could be more appropriate than Wagner?
This? Maybe?
Oh, really, Richard?
The way Dad tells it, if he and Mum had been a band, they'd have split up due to musical differences on their first date.
La, 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 la.
So when Mum discovered Tim's tenuous Bayreuth connection, she was in her element.
Do you like Wagner, Tim?
Boring.
Lily, please.
Not so much Wagner. I prefer pop music. I like Nena very much.
I never said he was perfect.
Do you have brothers or sisters?
I have one sister. Her name is Anya.
Older or younger?
She's 3 years older than I, but she does not live at home anymore.
She's moved away? To university, perhaps?
No, she lives in Bamberg with her girlfriend.
Her girlfriend?
Yeah, Stephanie.
Ah, you mean one of her friends who is a girl?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I have used the wrong word, maybe?
Tim, let's make it easy for Mum. Does your sister have a boyfriend?
No.
Does she have lots of girlfriends?
No, just one.
You're using the right word then. Cool.
Lily was right. It was cool. He was cool. He looked like a film star. He had a gay sister and he was definitely going to pass all the exams he needed to become a hotshot human rights lawyer. What wasn't to like? Apart from his questionable tastes in music, obviously. He'd scarcely been there 24 hours and I wanted to marry him already. I decided on that first morning I was going to tell him everything. He was only staying for a week. What did I have to lose?
Hello.
Yes. Can I help?
I've come to collect the book I reserved last week.
Mm-hmm. Do you have your reservation ticket?
Yeah, sure.
Let's see. Yeah, that should have come in by now. With a bit of luck, it would be on this shelf.
Tim thought I was a boy, but I knew I wasn't. I've been doing some research. There was even a name for it.
Ah, here we are. I Can Dream, Can't I? Theoretical Perspectives on Gender Dysphoria. Very fancy. Is that the one?
Thanks. Yeah, that's it.
It sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Call it self-diagnosis, if you like. Though there were others who'd already come to a similar conclusion. Wednesday afternoons, the games field, compulsory football, you know the score. The two best players pick the teams. And every week, it was the same. Guess who was last to be picked?
Just Charlie left. You can have him.
And that was if I was lucky.
Yeah, I know it's my pick, and I'm choosing not to pick him. He plays football like a girl.
Now, obviously, if you said that on a school playing field today, you'd be suspended for 2 weeks and sent on a course to have your issues dealt with. And quite right, too. But I knew what he meant. Perhaps Tim would think I played football like a girl. Well, too bad. I didn't mind what he thought, as long as he realised that I was a girl. I had to think of a way to broach the subject. This is the back garden. Don't know where he found the football. Maybe it was in the shed. Certainly wasn't mine.
15.
Auf English.
16.
Auf English.
17. 18. 19. 20. 20.
Sorry. No, it's a good idea to count in English, but it is more difficult. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Do you know your sister?
5, 6, 7. Yeah, I know my sister. 8, 9, 10.
She's gay, right?
11, 12, 18. Scheiße.
Sorry.
She lives with her girlfriend. In Germany, we think that means she's probably gay.
Did she always think that she was gay?
I guess so.
Did she ever think... Did she ever think that she was a boy?
Why would she think that she was a boy?
Oh, to know.
Yeah.
But perhaps...
You have a go.
Oh, no, I can't. I'm rubbish.
See if you can get to 10.
I'm rubbish at football. Really. Perhaps,
Yeah?
Perhaps she thought, I like girls, so maybe I'm really a boy.
I think she thought, I like girls, so maybe I'm gay. That is what most people would think, no?
I suppose.
It is a strange question you ask.
I just wondered.
So are you going to try?
Yeah, okay. But I really am rubbish at this. Here goes. One, two...
Auf Deutsch, auf Deutsch!
Oh, well, I've missed it now. I would have got to three if you hadn't shouted. Well, yeah. I just wondered, because, well, don't you think there might be some people, not very many, I suppose, but one or two, I'm sure there must be one or two, some people who might think that, you know, that if they like one of their friends a lot and they're a girl and their friend's a girl, then maybe they think that they should have been a boy, or maybe they think that they really are a boy, but they look like a girl because maybe something got mixed up and nobody can tell, or the other way around. It would work the other way around, wouldn't it? Because just the same. I mean, obviously. Don't you think that sometimes?
It is confusing.
Yes. Gender is a very confusing subject, isn't it?
No. I mean, the way you said whatever you said was confusing. I think you missed out some commas and also perhaps a semicolon. I think we must go for dinner. Your mother is calling.
I suppose. I know. That went well, didn't it? Nothing like getting straight to the point.
We soon established a routine.
We've got another proper English breakfast for you, Tim.
Cheese, Tim? Oder ein bisschen Bockwurst, Felix?
Lily.
I think I'm going to have Rice Krispies today. They're my favourite.
My sister was pathetically obvious.
Since when have you liked Rice Krispies?
Since forever. Banana, Tim?
Yes, please.
Oh, look. There's only one banana left. You have it.
Nein, it is yours.
You are the guest. It is your banana, I insist.
Okay, thank you. But perhaps...
Perhaps we could share. Oh, that's so thoughtful of you, Tim. What a lovely idea. Mum, Tim and I are going to share his banana.
My sister had no shame whatsoever. Or maybe I was just jealous of her ability to get to the point when all I could do was tiptoe around it. My attempt to casually drop the question of my gender status into a kickabout in the garden had been pretty hopeless. Maybe a change of setting was needed. Somewhere I could be someone else, perhaps. I'd had an idea.
Charlie, I'm nipping to the shops with Lily. Can you and Tim clear up the breakfast dishes?
Okay.
Bye. Won't be long. Bye, Tim.
Bye. I think your sister likes me, yes?
I think my sister is not very subtle.
Subtle?
It means the opposite of obvious.
Ah. Yes, I see.
But anyway, she already has a boyfriend.
This was a complete lie, of course, but a necessary one. After all, it was a serious matter.
She does?
Yeah. He's a football player. 6 feet tall. Very possessive.
That is good, I think.
Not the answer I was expecting.
Good.
Because I must study for my exams. I do not have time for a girlfriend, and we live in different countries, so it would not be, what is the word?
Practical.
Yes, it would not be practical.
No, you're quite right, not practical at all.
Okay, so romance wasn't his strong point. I could live with that. At least I discovered he was single. It was a start. Sort of.
Anything planned for Friday?
I do not think so.
I thought maybe we could go to a pub in town. The Red Lion, perhaps? I think my cousin would like to come. She's really interested in studying German, and she'd love to meet you.
That idea I mentioned. Well, this was it. The Red Lion. Shabby wasn't the word. The sort of place where your shoes stuck to the carpet and the ashtrays were emptied once a month. But unless you looked like you were still at primary school, you usually got served. And on the second Friday of every month, they kicked out the regulars and the Red Lion became the Masquerade, an alternative night for goths, punks and queers. Well, that's what it said on the posters. Just the place for a boy who was really a girl. Not that I told any of this to Tim, of course.
For sure. I would like to visit a proper English pub and to meet your cousin also. What is her name?
I hesitated. I won't pretend I hadn't given this name some serious thought. But I just didn't know what it would feel like to say it to someone.
Charlotte. Her friends call her Lottie.
Or show us the way to the next pretty boy.
Charlie? Don't ask why. Charlotte? Don't Lottie? Ask why. Was that too obvious?
You sleep well, Tim.
The week sped by.
Cheese, Tim? Oder ein bisschen Knack first, vielleicht.
I couldn't wait for Friday. The masquerade would be perfect. And I was going to tell Tim exactly who I was and who I was going to be and how I felt about him. And if he didn't like it, well, then he didn't like it. At least I'd tried. I didn't know quite how it was going to work. A quick costume change would clearly be necessary at some point. But I knew I'd come up with something.
More tea, Tim?
Yes, please, Mrs. Ashley.
Charlie?
Yes, please.
And before I forget, I've just had a call from the school.
What about?
They've added something to the itinerary for the visiting students and their friends. A farewell party tomorrow night at the school.
Tomorrow? But that's Friday.
Well, of course it's Friday, Charlie. Today's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Tim goes home on Saturday.
But,
But what?
But we were gonna...
You were going to what, Charlie? I think it's a lovely idea to say goodbye to all your new friends. Don't you think so, Tim?
Yeah, I'm sure it will be good.
But,
You're right, Charlie.
Of course it wasn't a lovely idea. It was the worst idea I'd ever heard. What about the masquerade? I couldn't possibly say the same things to Tim at a school party. Never mind turn up in a dress. It was out of the question. Everything was ruined. Then, later that day, I got this really strange request.
You're Lily's brother, aren't you?
That was Gemma.
Well, aren't you?
Gemma was Lily's best friend.
Yes.
It's just that she'd never bothered to speak to me before. I think she thought I was a bit odd.
It's my dad's birthday this weekend.
I know.
You know?
Lily told me.
So you know what I'm going to ask you then?
I know what you asked Lily.
Does it mean I'm going to ask you the same thing?
I suppose.
Look, I want to get Dad a special present.
Okay.
And he's really into that, like, weird old-school German electro stuff. Like, really old-school.
You want me to steal my dad's autographed Deutsche Amerikanische Freundschaft album and give it to you?
Yes.
Lily already said no.
That's why I'm asking you, stupid.
You thought that someone you've never spoken to in your entire life would agree to steal one of his dad's precious vinyl albums so you could give it to your dad as a birthday present.
Something like that.
And she thought I was strange.
Why would I do that?
You're my best friend's brother. And anyway, it's an emergency. Look, there must be something you want in exchange.
No, she definitely didn't mean that. But just as I was standing there thinking I would never steal one of my dad's precious albums, and anyway, even if I would, there was nothing she could give me, nothing I wanted from her, nothing she could do for me. Just as I was standing there thinking all that, suddenly I had an idea. Maybe there was.
This is really cool.
Yeah, I thought it's for your dad's.
It is. Want to dance?
Look.
What?
That thing.
What?
That thing you promised.
Did your dad get any more of these records? Hey.
You'll do it, right?
I said I would, didn't I?
Tim mustn't go to the party.
Yeah, I got that.
You sure?
I'll think of something.
It's got to be convincing.
I'll kidnap him.
What?
That'll stop him.
Look, so I was thinking persuasion. not physical force.
You want me to go Reservoir Dogs on him?
No, no, look, nothing over the top, OK? Just stop him going to the party and then let me know where I can find him. Right?
Right, right, message understood. Now turn the volume back up and dance!
Which is how we ended up here, in the shed. I never asked Gemma how she managed it, but she kept her side of the bargain.
Gemma? Bist es du? Kannst du mich losmachen? Charlie?
Nein, es ist Lotti.
Lotti?
Ja.
Ich kenne keine Lotti.
Ich bin die Cousine von Charlie und Lilly.
Die Cousine?
Ja, Charlotte, Lotti. Charlie sagt dir über mich.
Ah, Lotti.
Ja.
Bitte, kannst du mich losmachen?
Pardon?
Can you untie me, please?
Oh, yes, of course.
You look like your cousin.
Lily?
Yes.
Oh, people are always saying that.
Woher wusstest du, dass ich hier bin?
Pardon?
Of course. I knew exactly what he was asking.
How did you know I was here?
You see the setup? All thanks to Gemma, mind. Wicked Witch imprisons Handsome Prince, then along to the rescue comes the hero.
This is that heaven.
Exactly. Okay, so far, so good. I'd rescued the prince. Now, for the difficult bit.
So, how did you know I was in the shed?
Gemma told me. Maybe she was feeling guilty.
But where's Charlie?
He said we should meet him at the pub.
The pub?
The Red Lion. Said he'd arranged it with you.
But what about the party?
What party?
At the school? Charlie did not say?
No. No, he didn't mention a party. He said we should meet him at the pub.
I cannot go to the pub.
Why not?
My friends are expecting me at the party and I must say goodbye to the students from the school. I'm sorry, Lotti.
But Charlie will be waiting for us.
I will see Charlie tomorrow before I leave. It is okay.
He'll be so disappointed.
You should come to the party, Lotti. It will be fun.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
I think you could.
It's not a good idea.
Come on. I'm sure Charlie will work out what's happened.
So we got there. But it was no use. It was a stupid idea. Dress, lipstick. I was a fool. What on earth had I been thinking?
No. I can't go in.
Why not?
I'm not feeling well. I think I'll have to go home.
Come on, you'll be fine.
No, it's really not a good idea.
Charlie, come on. You can do it.
But I'm Lotti. Charlie's cousin.
Charlie, we have sat together at the breakfast table every day for the last week. And at lunchtime, and at dinner. Of course I recognize you. Nobody is that good.
So you knew all the time?
I was not sure at first when you came into the shed. But then soon, I think, yes. And your explanation did not make sense. Charlie went to the pub on his own. Why would he do that? And how did you find the key to the shed?
Okay, there's no need to be so logical about it, Mr. Lawyer.
I'm sorry.
So I just look like Charlie in a dress?
No, you look fantastic. You want to be a girl? That's cool.
Cool? How can it be cool? I'm a boy underneath this dress.
And underneath that, you are a girl. It's cool. We study this at school.
You did?
Yeah. Geschlechtsidentitätsunklarheit.
What?
Geschlechtsidentitätsunklarheit? You do not know the word?
Of course I don't know the word, you idiot.
Okay. I will explain. Geschlecht...
I've no idea.
It's gender.
Okay.
Identität, that is easy.
Identity, I suppose.
Yes. Und Unklarheit?
Is it dysphoria?
What?
Sorry. I give up. Tell me.
Confusion.
Okay.
So, Geschlechtsidentitätsunklarheit?
Gender identity confusion.
Yeah, exactly.
You Germans and your compound nouns. Geschlechtsidentitätsunklarheit? I think that's my favourite German word already. Especially when you say it.
You're welcome.
Did you mean what you said a minute ago?
What did I say?
You said I looked fantastic.
Of course I meant it. I think most people would think you are a girl. Perhaps they would think that you are Lily.
Not even the arrival of Lily herself could upset things now.
It's hot in there.
I've run out of cigarettes. Can I have one of yours?
Here.
Hey, look who's here.
Tim, you're late. We thought you weren't coming.
That was my fault. Sorry about that, Tim. Nothing personal.
I do not take it personally. I think someone else, how do you say it? Put you up to it?
Who's this?
Lily. Meet Lottie.
But...
I think you could not be more twins. It's most wunderbar.
Two lilies. Fabulous. Charlie, you look amazing. We should hang out.
Come on, Lottie. Time for you to make your entrance.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I am sure.
You want to dance?
Yes, I know. Tim actually asked me to dance. It was too perfect. How could I possibly refuse?
What? To this?
I think you should not be so rude about our wonderful German pop stars. Come in!
So I danced to Nana and her 99 red balloons. And to the next song. And the one after that. And yes, one or two people recognised me. But not as many as thought I was Lily. Most of them took no notice at all. Which is just how I wanted it. Just how I would have planned it. And it was the best night of my life. 99 dreams I have had, everyone red balloons. The best night of my life. No. It was more than that. It was the first night of my life. The first night of my real life. The first night of my life as Lottie. And it might not have happened without the nice young student from Bamberg who taught me the German word for gender identity confusion. So, Tim, wherever you are, Danke. Dankeschön. Liebling.
In Rock Me Amadeus, Charlie was played by Alex Lawther, Tim by Felix Auer, Mum by Karina Fernandez, Lily by Scarlett Brooks, Gemma by Nikki Runicles, and Dad by Craig Ells. Rock Me Amadeus was written by Simon Topping and directed by Sally Evans.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.